To be clear, not every pastor is dealing with problems. In fact, some are serving in ministries with amazing opportunities and just want to explore a new strategy related to their corporate gatherings. But in every case, a loving shepherd has called to ask questions about the worship and music experiences of the flock under his care. Many pastors feel completely comfortable discussing the role of music in their church. But sometimes pastors avoid these kinds of conversations, especially if they feel unprepared or unqualified to discuss questions related to music. Usually, I start asking the questions. As I learn more and more about their history, their vision, their leadership, and their congregation, I explore with the pastor all of the kinds of expectations a church can have for worship ministry. Some are realistic and well thought out. Some are unrealistic and impossible to measure. You might wonder why I would be someone a pastor would call. I certainly don't see myself as an expert on these issues. It may be because I have been a fellow traveler on this journey for the last 35 years. I mostly believe it's because of the growing pressure pastors are feeling with this area of ministry. Churches that are thought of as successful usually have corresponding worship ministries that are seen as effective and impacting. If a particular church is struggling, often the worship seems to be missing something. Pastors feel the urgency of addressing these questions because they understand the urgency of the times in which we live. Many pastors that follow the podcast, Rainer on Leadership, have heard my dialogue with Dr. Rainer and realize their challenges in worship ministry are common to many others. Those discussions help them find a framework to examine the worship ministry of their church. One pastor told me recently, "It's like you guys have been in my church. The questions and issues you have addressed are painfully apparent in our worship ministry right now." The truth is, I have found that many of the issues these pastors face are present to some degree in virtually every church. That's why it was time to write this book. Worship Essentials is an exploration of four necessary values for any church that hopes to have a healthy worship ministry. We also consider a biblical rationale of why these values are essential to the impact of those ministries. I have made virtually every mistake a leader of worship ministry can make and feel equipped to speak to the painful impact brought by an absence of these values. And conversely, because I've had the privilege to be led well by great pastors and ministry leaders through the years, I also speak with confidence on the impact these values can have when they are in full bloom in a local church. Lifeway Christian Resources has been an amazing place to invest this season of my life. Many more lessons have come through working with all kinds of churches and observing all kinds of worship cultures. Those ideas are certainly represented here as well. One morning when I was going to the table for breakfast before leaving for the office, my wife asked me a funny question. "Well, what does the worship guru want for breakfast?" Her question gave away that she had been listening to Rainer on Leadership. In the previous episode...